He's been a special blessing to our family. Amen. And can't just say enough. Praise the Lord. It's very, very important to never forget. 35 years is a long time. It's a very, very long time. And as time goes on, you begin to understand that the most important things that you are going to have and then carry out this earth is your relationships. It's not silver, it's not gold, or houses, or lands. Amen. And many times that I've thought about, things to do or say, I've thought about now, about the roots that I have here and my pastor here. And I'm very thankful for that. And I say that not only for myself, but amen, God didn't design any of us to be roadkill. He designed this to be a walk you can make. If there's ever fractured lives, this is the day for fractured lives. But those that believe that Humpty and Dumpty, amen, and all the king's horses and all the king's men, you put them back together again, those are fairy tales, like often the things that you're hearing in the culture, from the culture that can fix you. This will fix you. Amen. I say this will fix you. Hear me now, because there are people here that need to be fixed. I didn't say you didn't have a 401k with $2 million that they say that you're going to have to retire with, but that's not going to fix you, sir. You need to move your hands, open your mouth, learn how to love Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You're in a church that magnifies, not worship for worship's sake, because there's a lot of things being worshiped in this world. But if I could open up your eyes by throwing up some ink into the atmosphere that would color Jesus, you would see it all over this place in Jesus' name. And that's why there's healing in this house and there's deliverance in the house. And your marriage doesn't have to be the mess that it's been in Jesus' name. God can, hallelujah, take the bitterness out, the anger out. Come on. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you right now, hallelujah, if you haven't exercised your hands, you need to exercise them now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need a rub down with Bengay, amen, to worship the Lord, amen. I'm telling you in Jesus' name. Amen. I was just kind of doing a little twirl down here, and amen, it just does my heart good. I looked over and saw, I believe, Brother Russell. Is that right? Amen. Dancing down here. Hallelujah, God. Amen. There's never any age limit, amen, on worship unto the Lord. Come on, Jacob. If you got just your cane, just lean on it and worship the Lord. Come on, you don't get too cute. You don't get too educated. Hallelujah. You don't get too much in the community to not. Come on. I'm talking about the King of Presidents. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on. He can do what Mayo Clinics can't do for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say the name. Just say the name. Don't worry, go ahead. You know this gravel. Go ahead and sing that. Hallelujah, God.
No other name I know.
Come on. Would you say the name of the Lord? Say the name. Hallelujah. Jesus, say the name. Somebody say the name. Name so precious. Oh, no other name. Come on, throw your hands up. If you're a guest, go ahead and do that. Hallelujah, he comes.
God can come.
your fears.
Hallelujah.
Dry your tears.
Dry your tears.
Wipe away
your pain. Hallelujah. Woo.
When you don't know what else
Come on.
To pray.
You've been there. You've done that. Come on, say that.
And you can't find the words.
You can't find the words to say. Say the name. Say the name. Come on, somebody. Just say the name.
Jesus.
Say the name. Come if you're a guest. Well, I don't do it like that. Try.
Jesus.
Say the name.
Jesus.
Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody over here. Come on, sir, lift up your hands. Both hands.
Jesus.
Don't ever give your wife a one-hand hug. Grab him by his waistline. I don't know where it is.
Jesus.
Somebody's been healed right now.
Jesus.
If you'll just believe, it's already yours. Come on. Come on, just close your eyes. Come on, make love to him out of your heart. That's how to get something from the Lord. You can't do anything with a catechism. Come on, some of you have been here for 1,000 years and don't have your hands lifted up. Come on, if your hands hurt, go ahead. Amen. God can heal you. Just say the name. That's all I want to hear. Come on, in the name of the Lord, God is here right now. His healing power is here right now. The most significant thing he wants to heal this morning is to heal your sick heart. Because your sick marriage can't be healed until there's a healing of a sick heart. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. In Jesus' name. Come on, your PhD from UW is not going to help you. He's not going to look at that in order to get you into heaven. Come on, he's not going to look at your welfare check. He's not going to look at where you are. He's not going to look at your 2.5, your 5 house, your 5 rooms, 2.5 baths, 5 mile driveway. Come on, say the name. Say the name. Just one more time. Come on, this is your love story to the Lord. Say the name. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Tell him something sweet. Come on, particularly if you're a guest of ours. You've been here about 1,000 years. Come on, if you've got a broken heart this morning, this is the time. This is the place. God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your deliverance here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Reach over to somebody that's standing next to you, near to you. Find somebody you can legally hug. Amen. I hope Amen. Don't break the rules here. Hallelujah. Somebody you can legally hug. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at 3 or 4 people say, you're going to get fixed this morning.
You're going to get fixed this morning.
Look back at him and say, you'll get fixed if you open your mouth. Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Reading now the word of God. Man, thank you so much for your response to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you've been here for 1,000 years or just 3 months, amen, be quite aware of our guests. I want them to, amen. We expect that God, he's already set, amen, to fill people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this day is your day. This is moment. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Grant again for letting me hold this microphone again. But amen, it has nothing to do with who's holding the microphone, but it has something to do with a mighty God who loves you, that if you'll just understand that, amen. What's happening is when people are injured by somebody that they trust, somebody maybe that's a mom or dad, or, you know, I can still remember, wasn't all that long ago, you'd be shocked to know that what happens in families. But what you maybe, you know, you could maybe fathom it if it came from a stepdad, but it came from a dad, defiling a one that come out of his wife's womb. Terrible thing. So we sometimes and many times, and there are people here that are doing it, that you assign that to God, that God's going to abuse me, that God's going to hurt me. God's never done one wrong, bad thing to you. Never done one. Amen. So I want to turn to first to John 3:5. John 3:5. Amen. Thank you so much to all you that are here. Special thanks to Brother and Sister Thomas for their kindness to us. I mean, it's all—it's always a privilege to be able to be able to talk to them. Amen. Many others, many that are my friends here, and I feel at home here. And this little lady here that looks so cute—that's my lovely wife. She's rolling her eyes at me. I believe in it. When you mess with me, I'll throw you a kiss. Amen. Jesus answered, would you get all that on video, please? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let me tell you what that... Well, I can scream it. Let me tell you what that means. That means you can't get into the door. Without being born of the water and of the Spirit, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. Well, Brother Crowder, amen, I'm not a member of your church. That's not the issue of being a member of what's the role here. The issue is that after you die, you don't have a chance to turn around and replay. No instant replays. Amen. Except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We want people to enter into the kingdom of God. Luke 11 and verse 13 in particular, from 9 to 13 is very good passage of scripture. Maybe I'll read verse 9 and then I'll jump to 13. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Amen. Poke your neighbor, say that means you. Seek and ye shall find. Poke your neighbor, say that means you. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. And I want to preach to you from this subject, if you will. God has a gift for you. God has a gift for you. Amen. I want to say thank you to the outreach team and all those that did all that work yesterday and then helped people pray. Amen. Many good things are coming your way. Amen. God has a gift for you. Tell that to two people on either side of you. God has a gift for you. Lift up your hands. Let's thank the Lord. God, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all these that stood so long. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now and that people are receiving doing this, oh God, doing this service in Jesus' name and in this altar call in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Altar workers, I want you to be prepared to help me. God has a gift for you. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. God has a gift for you, and you need yours like I needed mine. Yes, you need this gift. He gave it to me, and that is the gift of his spirit, that is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what you feel here. Amen. It may touch you in various different ways. Somebody feels peace. Somebody feels joy. Somebody feels goosebumps going up and down their back. I promise you that the Holy Ghost is here because you're sitting in one big pool of Holy Ghost. And that means that you're not far from the Holy Ghost. You don't have to wait for the Holy Ghost to come down from heaven. It's already here. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't want your gift, I want mine, but you can get yours too. I know that's a lot of words, class, but it's good words. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. I don't know where Noah is, but I know Noah in the flood somewhere around here. Amen. I'm talking about Brother Noah, Brother Strand, I think. He brought a friend to the park the other day. There it is. There it is. And Gideon, yes, sir. And the goodness of God is that Gideon had been witness to. And of course, we felt like there was hunger in this young man. Well, we began to talk to him and prayed with him. He didn't get all of what we wanted him to have. But the goodness of God is this. God knew that he was totally sore from top to bottom because of what he had done earlier. Because of some type of advanced fitness course he had done. Amen. He came to Brother Strand there a little bit later and says, you know what? Something strange has happened to me. I'm not sore anymore. After he prayed for me, amen, I'm not sore anymore. Look, I didn't pray for him for soreness. Amen. I was praying for him for the Holy Ghost. But God knows, amen, what will touch you. That's probably the first time he's had a connection with God. And if he can have a connection with God out there on the park, you can have a connection with God in this place if you have an open, come on. And then he wasn't asking for that. But God knows how to take it out of the right inbox and put it into the right exit box and touch you right now. I can tell you what is in this place. Fear is in this place. Hurt is in this place. Amen. Helplessness. Amen. Depression is in this place. But I can tell you what. The joy of the Holy Ghost is in this place. There's power in this place. There's healing in this house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You go somewhere and you leave worse off than what you came. You came. I'm bitter. You leave there bitter. You leave there in a divorce. You leave there with your mind messed up, your body messed up, and besides that, you messed your car up on the way home. But when you come to a place like this, you can say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Come on, somebody. And the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout and say, I don't want your gift. I want what God has for me because there's plenty to go around. There's a plenty for me. There's a plenty for you. Don't mind me dancing. You don't know where I came from. You don't know what touched me. He touched me and I turned around. He touched me and I was healed. He touched me and I was delivered. Woo! I just can't help myself because God has been so good to me. Man, and that is you, was born into this world with something that's called sin. Sin, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what they tell you on the billboards, in the media, in the movies, on the TV, or whatever it is. Sin is not your friend. I said, sin is not your friend. You're not locked up by sin. You don't have to live by your zipper. You don't have to live by some needle. You don't have to live by the bitterness. You don't have to live by Xanax. You don't have to live by it. You don't have to live by Valium. Listen, you don't have to have a broken mind, a broken body, or a broken home. Sin will give you all of that. It is not your friend. Sin is the nature that puts you at odds with God, regardless as to who you are, where you are, the color of your skin, your background, who your parents are, or any other demographic about you, or any other detail about you. This sin nature is worked out with children at a very, very young age. Yes, at a very young age, they fight, they fuss, they're selfish, they'll boil over.
And sin boils over in them, and they even harm each other. Amen. Do you understand that what I'm saying? Has anybody ever had that little sweet arm baby? You know, those little puff cheeks? Whatever, how those cheeks, you know, those cheeks that, you know, every baby looks good after it's been out of the womb about three days. All of them look, all those natural birth children look like rats when they come out. Mm-hmm. Well, my child didn't. You lying to yourself, sweetheart. Your head would be more crooked than it was. It is right now. If the doctor didn't shape your head, your eyes would be more crooked. Your ears would be down here. If that doctor didn't shape you while your head was soft. So don't come in here with that hard head mess in this place. I'm trying to soften you up a little bit. I'm trying to tell you that sin ain't your friend. It started when you came, and when you came out of the womb. You had it in your DNA. You had it in your RNA. Hear me now. That little sweet arm baby. Ooh, isn't he sweet? Fat cheek, gurgled with delight. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, then two years old, you wonder how in the world this child get demon-possessed. And then you do stuff like this. He came from your side of the family. You're a guest of ours. They're laughing because they know, mm-hmm. Then early on, see, the weapons are just hands, teeth, feet. Then something starts to get more vicious because sin is never satisfied. Sin is never satisfied. Sin over time steals your dignity, steals your productivity. See, this isn't just about the sweet by and by and the pie in the sky. There's a whole lot of living between here and heaven. It's not about getting right in heaven and still cussing somebody out on Monday. Amen. It's about walking with God, talking with God. This word of God gives us direction. It's not just to be something to be dated. It's something to be fallen in love with. Sin over time, it steals all those things. It even steals your relationship. And ultimately, it will steal your life. Amen. And have you ever seen that person that the calendar says that they are, 35 years old and they look like they're 65 years old? Well-used. Well-used. Old Boone's Farm Wine had its work on them. All the child abuse, all the physical abuse, come on, everything, that bitterness that's been embedded with them with time. See, God has a good idea when he puts us in front of the word of God, or the front word of God in front of us to confront us. See, sin has its effect on you. I don't have to tell you that. I know we dress it up and put on our Sunday best when we come into a place like this. But when you go home, you're the same person that you were before you came. I'm telling you, friend of mine, what you can get here, if you'll get in here and stay in here, not just on the pew, but get involved in the things that Jesus was involved in. You know, souls, amen, soul winning is not a novelty. Amen, it's a necessity. That's how I got here. Oh, hallelujah, I'm glad. Sin has its effect on you. But if you get what you need to get here, it'll change your home. It'll change your mind. Hear me now, it'll even change your economics. It will change it. I don't care what Congress does, it will change it. Because God doesn't have to have an act of Congress to move on you today. He doesn't have to have an act of Congress. Come on, sir. Some of you have been here for 1,000 years. You were here when I was just a little baby, a tyke, when I had that too much hair. And I looked at that picture out there. I said, man, I used to not have a belly. Somebody says, you don't have any belly. It's just because I wear it real large. And I always keep it buttoned up. Hallelujah. But see, you and I are victims. victims of sin until we do something about it. Somebody say, I did something about it. No, you didn't say it. I mean, you just got one lady. We got one man. Come on, some of you, just move your fingernail. Move your toenail. Let the governor know. Let the mayor know. Let somebody sitting beside you know. This joy that I have, you can't pull me out of this with a herd of bulls. I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Come on, somebody. And you can't take my joy. Oh, praise the Lord. If you want to sit there like a bump on a dill pickle, I can't help myself because I know what God has done for me. Please understand me. Stay with me. I did something about it. And when I say I, please don't put more emphasis on that than what I mean. Because I can't do anything except to be in Christ. There are people that are around you that are sprinkled in this place. People invited you. They didn't just invite you just to see the beautiful decor. And there's a beautiful decor here. It really is. I'm thankful for the beauty that God has put here in this place, in this building. But you know, that girder can't come down in your spirit. You got to have the Holy Ghost to come down. Hallelujah, inside of you. It's not that we have it all together, but when you realize that there's a total explanation for the chaos in this world, and that explanation is not going to come from Wall Street. It's not going to come from Pennsylvania Avenue. It's not going to come from downtown. But it's going to come, amen, from the King of Presidents, from the King of Prime Ministers, from the King of Dictators. Come on, the Jesus. Come on, somebody. God knows what's going on. I said, God knows what's going on. And while you're disguising your voice and calling some talk show host to get the answer for your broken mind, broken marriage, how to get your kids back, you need to spend that time talking to Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to rip the song out of the songbook that says, have a little talk with Jesus. You need to have a big talk with Jesus. You need to have a long talk with Jesus. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, hey, sweetheart, why don't we have that talk right now? Come on, would you lift up your hands right now? Would you begin? Come on, lift up your head. Lift up your hands, both hands, two hands. Come on, lift up your face toward heaven. Would you confess those things that God has already talked to you about? Would you confess those things that God has already talked to you about? Would you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, mid-range, please. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now, I surrender all that filth. I surrender every dirty word. I surrender the bitterness and the jealousy and the jealousy and the envy and all the strife. I repent of that. Come on. I repent of what I said to my wife. I repent of what I said to my husband. I repent of the abuse that I've done to my body and to my schedule. Come on, lift up your hands. Don't you understand? You don't have but so many life units that are awarded to you. You don't know when those life units am and end. Do you know, sir, you don't have to get to retirement. You don't have to get amen to 80 years old, somebody. You need to worship the Lord right now and say, God, I surrender. I want that gift. If you have it for me, I want it. I want it now. I'm hungry. Please, I wish you wouldn't sit there and stare at me. I'm not that good looking. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ, I need you. I want you. Come on, tell your neighbor, if you're not going to do something, I'm going to get up and go to an area where somebody's going to do something. I need you. I don't need, hallelujah, I don't need a deadhead spirit this morning. I need the power. Somebody shout from the bottom of your belly, yes, I need that. Do it again. Do it again. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I can't stand it without you. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands. I'm speaking to a proud city. Amen. A proud city. I'm talking about in the top 20 of America, an educated city, a city with money in the name of Jesus Christ. But your money's not going to save you. Your education's not going to save you. The real master's degree that I got, and I thank you, Pastor, for mentioning the other, but it's really, it's the master. It's the King of Kings. It's the one. Come on, sir, you can get your shout back. Come on, sweetheart, you can get your hunger back. I don't care what you've done to your body. There is forgiveness in this house. Come on, somebody. I don't care how much you embarrass. I do care, but Jesus can heal you from how you embarrass your parent. Come on, God is here right now. Ask and you shall receive. This is not asking. You got to open your mouth. Let me see some tonsils. I got to ask. Come on, somebody. Move on. Hang in there. It's a little while longer. Hang in there. When you come to understand, hear me now, that there's an explanation. David had an understanding when he said, he told us to meditate on his word day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Come on, you can go get your PhD and have your job outsourced to India the day you get on the job. He says, if you put your head in this book, the one that the Quran is trying to destroy, the Islamic is trying to destroy, the government's trying to destroy, and whoever else in your neighborhood's trying to destroy, you can't destroy God, because God was here before you ever get here, and God is going to be here when you come. Hey. Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, God, I may have acted a fool, and there are times I acted a fool, but I ain't no more fool like no more. Hallelujah. If David knew how to dance when he had more money than you, more influence than you, hallelujah, come on, somebody, he'll shut your womb up if you don't know how to dance. Come on. Hello, Macau. Hello, Macau. Come on, if you're a guest of ours, you don't have to be here 3 months to worship the Lord. You can say, God, I don't understand it, but I want this Holy Ghost. I promise you, it's not Casper, the friendly ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost. Shout it 3 times. Holy Ghost. Shout the Holy Ghost. Throw your hands up. Worship him. I speak healing in this house in the name of the Lord. Healing of broken minds. Healing of broken homes. Healing of broken joy. Healing of broken peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. He told them, oh, I loose a Holy Ghost explosion in this room that goes beyond this service, that goes right now across County Clonti, that goes down right now and crosses 51. In the name of Jesus Christ. He told them, oh, that's making its way to Milwaukee right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give up north and keep not back. In Jesus' name. He told them, oh, I command the east to give up. I command the west to give up. In the name of Jesus. I command souls right now. Come on, sir. Try. 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 Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. You need religion that's more than just sings a song, Amazing Grace. And there is no amazing and there is no grace, but there's amazing grace here because of the Holy Ghost. Hold on. This is where I'm trying to get to. Hear me. Hear me. Without God's way of deliverance from sin, let me reason with you. Because I know there are a fair amount of people. You understand dancing when you go to a party, you know, with your skirt showing more than it should show. But when you come here and people got good sense and they're worshiping God, what are they doing? Let me tell you, hang in there. Without God's way of deliverance from sin and salvation for your soul, you are destined to a present or future failure at some point in time. You may not even see it coming, but it's coming. Not only headaches, but heartaches. Heartaches are the worst kind. Some of you are pretending right now. You got more money, amen, than any of us have. You got more talent, and you've learned certain things from Amy Vanderbilt etiquette courses and different ones about to hold your demeanor. You've handled a lot of money, run a lot of businesses. But you need to understand that does not cause you to escape bitterness and anger and hurt, heartache, unless you have the King of Kings. Then you have all, listen to me. Somebody declared to me yesterday, saying, "You don't understand, Brother Crowd. I'm in hell right now." I said, "No, you aren't, buddy." He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "No, you're not. No, you're not. Let God be true and every man be a liar." Look, sweetheart, just because you got those good looks doesn't mean it's going to hold you from hell. One good auto accident will mess that up. Come on. There are people in my city on the north side that go get plastic surgery. They got big buildings, big hospitals, just to give people, take away the gross lumps and bumps, shift them all up. And then once they get it, they're not satisfied with it. Because you need more than just a change in your body. We need a change in our soul. These people are not shouting because I'm preaching some Looney Tunes stuff. They're shouting because you don't know where they came from. You mess with me, I tell you what, I feel like running because there's a healer in the house. Somebody needs to make up their mind. You need to open your mouth. Listen to the preacher. You need to say, "Hey, hell, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. I'm getting off that highway. I'm getting off hell's highway this morning. I don't need one more Bible study. I'm getting off of hell's highway now." Now! Wait a minute. You still don't understand. Life plays for keeps. Have you ever noticed how suddenly things can happen? You're financially stable, and one hiccup came. September 2008 messed up a whole lot of folks. Suddenly, they're struggling. One doctor's call. Whole lifestyle has changed. This is very personal. I may be a little bit animated, but this ain't no joke to me. Pastor Grant spoke about my father. Amen. I can still see him riding on that old tractor, riding around the corner. He had one leg smaller than the other. And one hip was smaller on one side than the other. Some of you probably don't say I don't have the right to say this, but I'm telling you, friend of mine, my dad was a good man, a biochemist. He traveled with me 500 miles preaching the gospel and helping me preach and seeing miracles and seeing people healed. In fact, some of you in this auditorium have his mindset. He's a good man, but he was an analyzer. You don't go to school and be a chemist and a biologist at the same time and then work for the government, I mean, with big responsibility, and not be a thinker. But see, Jesus made a statement, except you become as a little child, you shall no wise. See, this is not an Easter story just for you to recite. This is not a catechism. This is not just another Hail Mary. You have got to understand that Jesus means what he said. He gave his blood for this. You wouldn't even have a president to stop and talk to you without going through a whole line of Secret Service men. But here he comes. He'll come and talk to a drunk. He'll come to talk to somebody that's perverted women and perverted right now. If you're LGBT here, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but he'll come talk to you. That day I watched him. We were praying for the Holy Ghost that last day, and not a whole lot. Amen. If something went wrong, I called the ambulance. Even the ambulance, when they came and got him, they didn't even put the light on way to the hospital. They figured I called presumptuously. I was there when they rolled him into the room. The doctor looks at him, give him one look. This is for keeps, sir. Amen. She didn't say that, but this is what she said. She says, my God, I can still see the woman. She said, my God, this man's bleeding to death. Death is so final. What I'm talking about is God has a gift for you today. This altar is going to be full here in just a little while. But the altar starts with a decision in your heart right where you are. Really, the way it really should be is that everywhere in this place, that every person that has the Holy Ghost, you are an altar worker. You can lay hands on that person. And I watched him and we prayed and he never got it. And I watched him there die with his eyes open. You know, life is so final. The Bible says this, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Can't see it. No glasses on. Can't see it. Pearl Vision Center cannot heal that. Doesn't make any difference your personality, how sweet you are, where you come from, what kind of education you have. Your best education is from this word if you'll take it into your heart. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm taking it in. Look at your neighbor and say something. Say, I'm taking it in. Say, I'm going to do something about it. Come on, don't just mumble it. Look at somebody and say it like you mean it. I'm going to do something about it. Look back at him and say, I'm not going to do something about it. Next week, I'm doing something now. Now is the accepted time. Oh, he's so amusing. Look here, Brother Crowder. Let me tell you a success story. When I buried my mom in 2005, I can tell you what that woman was, a shouter. She'd out-shout some of you young bucks. Let me tell you another success story. Some of you helped this man over here, Brother Thomas. I still remember the call when I was in Little Chute, Wisconsin. Brother Crowder, want you to come pray for my mama. I believe it was Leona Thomas, is that right? Amen. And she had gone. I seen her at fellowships and dinners, and nice lady, wonderful lady, for 12 years. But see, you've got to make up your mind. Just being a religious body somewhere doesn't get you there. I don't care what your grandpa did. Some of y'all have relatives that built churches. You need to understand it's water and spirit. You cannot improve on the Jesus method. I learned that a long time ago from a wise man. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I didn't know what was going on, but he had some of you fasting and praying. I'm telling this for a guest purpose because, amen, in a few minutes, you're going to respond to this because God has a gift for you. And we came into that house. She had already set the parameters. Walked into the parking lot. Dad walked out. I greeted him. We walked in. I looked at him, and I looked at her. She was sitting there in a sofa chair. She had a can by her side with oxygen tubes going in her nose. I said, "Hi, Mom. How you doing? I'll call you Mom if you're old enough." Amen. And she says, "Fine." I said, "I don't have a whole lot of time. If God would give you the Holy Ghost, would you want it?" And this time she says, "Yes." No, you don't understand. For all the goodness there, now she's 100 and none of your business pounds. She's probably less than 100 pounds right then. Had leukemia. I didn't know that she was non-communicative for the 2 weeks prior to when I came. Your fasting and prayer opened that lady up. I don't know what happened, but I do know that God touched her. I do know that she was just as clear in her conversation. Her voice was weak. Her body was weak, but her mind was already made up. See, we got too many visitors to this church. When I say that, please don't misunderstand me. In other words, when you walk in this door, I know I can understand. Well, I don't know what I'm getting into. I don't know where I'm coming out. I don't know where I'm coming and going. I just got to see what's going on. But when you get in this place and you begin to feel something move on you and you understand, listen to me, it's not just because of the choir. We got a beautiful choir. Amen. It's not just because of the microphone. It's not because, but God comes and touches you in your heart. And there are people here that have been spoken. God has spoken to you time and time and time and time again. You're analyzing it. This is the God over Bill Gates and over Steve Jobs and over Gateway. And she lifted up her little frail hands, and in a few minutes of time, Leona Thomas was speaking with tongues. Hear me now, as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. So Brother Thomas and I just, and God healed her in her deafness in one of her ears, her right ear, I believe. And then just in a few minutes, she went to the bedroom, changed her garments. Because when you get the Holy Ghost, you immediately get baptized in Jesus' name. When you get the Holy Ghost, I command you right now, you're going to be baptized in Jesus' name. No discussion. You get your sins washed away. Amen. And so she made ready, took off the can, took off the tubes, got her little gown on. We had filled up the tub, put her down in the tub gingerly, called the name of Jesus over her. There is but one name, and that name is the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That is the name that's of the, Jesus didn't mean to repeat the phrase. He meant for you to speak, to obey the phrase. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What's that name?
Jesus.
And then about 3 weeks later, it struck me. Oh, call back and see how she's doing. I say, "How you doing, Rich?" He says, "I'm sorry. I didn't tell you." He said, 10 days after you left there, my mom passed away of that leukemia. He says, "But I'm not sad because I know where she is right now." I know preachers say a whole lot of things at funerals, but somehow in my spirit, I know somebody said, "I'm glad I made it. I made it. I'm glad I made it." He told Abasata, if she wasn't a dancer here, I know, amen, there's somebody, amen, that can say, "Glory, glory, thank God." For somebody that didn't quit on me. Somebody just didn't pat me down because I was sick. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your hands in this place, in this room. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. You do have legs, right? Stand up and reach out to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. In the name of Jesus. If you consider yourself backslid, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. If you're a guest of ours, lift up your voice and say, "Lord, I don't know if I understand this yet, but God, I need your Spirit. I want to be saved. I want to be saved." Quick. quickly, altar workers, come down here. Put your feet, amen, the back of your heels against this altar. Turn around, put your back of your heels against this altar. Please, not a whole lot of movement, unless it's forward. Quickly, in the name of the Lord. We're going to need more than that. In the name of Jesus, fill this space over here quickly. In the name of the Lord, every hand out there right now, up. Every hand out in the congregations, up. In the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands right there. If you're near somebody that may be new to this, don't be shy. Reach over, step across the aisle, touch them on the shoulder, reach over, and right now, amen, before they're coming down, in the name of Jesus, pray for them right now. Say, Lord, let them be loose right now. I want you to say, devil, you don't own them. In the name of Jesus, keep your mouth shut, devil, in Jesus' name, because God is speaking. The King of Kings is here. And now I want you to say, be loosed in Jesus' name. Every prayer. Lift up your hands all over this place right now. Every person praying. Amen. I want you to say, Lord, say it. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I've done evil things. I'm sick of it, Lord. Say it out loud. Say, I'm sick of it. Say, I'm ashamed, Lord. Say, I don't want to do it anymore. Say, Lord, I've done evil things with my body. Come on, all over this place. Come on, don't lie. Say, Lord, I've done evil things with my body. I'm sick of myself. Say, I've been prideful, Lord. Say it out loud. Somebody shout and say, I've been prideful, Lord. Come on, swallow your gum so you can talk to God. I've been prideful, Lord. I need you right now. Say, Lord, I'm turning off my analyzer right now. Say, I'm coming as a little baby right now. Take that person, amen, that doesn't have the Holy Ghost and bring them down. Come on, step down this aisle. Come on, everybody in this place, in the name of Jesus, come. In the name of the Lord, here's one. Come, ma'am, come, come. Come in the name of the Lord. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Here they come, here they come. Hallelujah, here they come. Clap your hands out there. It takes courage for people to come. Come and stand in front of one of these. Here they come. Come on, here they come. Let's take courage. Stand in front of an altar worker. Would you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God? Come, come, here they come. If you're a guest of ours, come, come, come now. The Holy Spirit is here. The only way you can go to heaven is to have the Holy Spirit. Come now. Come with your hands lifted up. Put your hands all the way up. Not halfway up, all the way up. Come, come. Lift up your hands right now. Come. Please come from the back. Come from the side. Sir, come. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've been coming here for 1,000 years, reach over to somebody you don't recognize and say, will you come to the altar with me? In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Right now, in the name of the Lord, if you lift up your hands right now, every person in this place, put your face up towards the heaven. Please. In the name of Jesus. Both hands, sir. Lift up both hands. Lift up both hands. Come on, mom. Lift up both hands. Come on like a little baby. Don't come like a 50-year-old. Don't come like a 75-year-old. Put your hands up and come like a little baby. If your name is Robert, come as baby Robert. If your name is Alice, amen, come as baby Alice. You can't get anything otherwise. You got to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're coming out of a spiritual womb right now. Come on, right now. Come on, let's repent. Let's get it all out. The Spirit of the Lord is falling in this place right now. If you want to come in the aisle, come down, and you want to pray in the name of Jesus and stand in these aisles and begin to pray for God, amen, for God's Spirit to move in everybody in this place. Come on, His Spirit is here in the name of Jesus Christ. Come with us. One just got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's another one just got the this one just got the Holy Ghost. Come on, people with the Holy Ghost. Everything in this room, start, turn and pray for somebody that's standing beside you. That's right, sir. Come. That's right. Reach. Come. the name.